We are the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Well, let's just say the 6 o'clock news will never be the same again. The days of Walter Cronkite and three network channels has long passed. Well, journalism has morphed into news, opinion, and ideological rants, all passed off as unbiased, honest news. This is Malcolm Out Loud here. So your search continues for the Out Loud truth. I get it. Well, here it won't be just the news. It'll be how we discuss the news. A drive time show you can count on weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call it Nozzle. World news, political talk, stories that impact your health. Honor our heroes, stories that'll inspire you. What you'll hear next is the heartbeat of the people. The hottest topics, the news stories that trend. It's time, friends, for a new stream of consciousness. It's Nozzle. So President Trump, he signs a proclamation to send National Guard to Mexican border, and you would think he cut off their heads down there. People are going wild with that. Of course, they forget that both previous administrations also have sent National Guard troops to the border, so it's not exactly a brand new idea. It's happened before. So the White House goes out and they say, okay, we're going to send the National Guard to do, because, you know, basically we don't have the security there, we don't have the wall, we don't have other means of security, and of course you've got all of these images of people coming over the border or coming through from Guatemala, Honduras, areas like this, and trying to get into the United States. You know, and why wouldn't they want to get into the United States when the United States just offers everybody a free ride? I mean, come in, we don't chase you, we put you back into the community, but you can break the law, you can do it again and again and again. That seems to be the MO here. This story, so let's start off here, Ben, and talk about this National Guard. How are people perceiving this in California right now with the National Guard going to the Mexican border?
Well, you know, we're so polarized. It's to me, I love it. And to the patriots out here that are going to all these meetings, if folks are watching across the country, we're having cities stand up and municipalities stand up and reject the sanctuary state that protects criminal aliens over American citizens. And so for the folks that are going to those cities and the people that are finally saying restore the rule of law, we love it. But then you have the opposite side of that spectrum, the radical left, open borders, anti-American.
Governor, attorney general, mayors, yes, nobody yes. really much, just the people running the show.
Criminal politicians that are running California that are acting like this is some novel, idea out of Western or Eastern Germany. It's really just we're so polarized that you expect it now. But on my side, I love it. And the people that I know, we say secure the border. That's our president's number one job is right. to protect the American people.
Well, that
and
is
protect the Constitution.
That is and the Constitution. So, you're 100% right. Right.
They all take an oath to that.
Yeah. Well, they don't follow the oath, though, Jim.
Yeah, they've forgotten that. They've forgotten that. They've broken their oath. Or they maybe not forgotten, but they've broken it. Many of them have, like you mentioned, the governor, the attorney general, the many mayors across the state. So right. I think for the Southern California and southern states across the U.S., or cities across the U.S. especially, it's a breath of fresh air to say we're finally going to stop the drug trafficking, the smuggling, the death and the crime that's coming along with that, and the garbage and everything else that people don't talk about, you know, the raw sewage that comes into America. By securing that border, there are so many right. unintended or intended consequences, beneficial consequences that come along with that nobody ever talks about. So
okay. All right.
I say do it.
So one of the things about this story that is really, really strange, Jim, and it really goes right into the face of this whole conversation of why do politicians do this, which none of us can really understand or make any sense of. On the surface, anyways, you have to dig down really deep to find out why they really do it. And many of us are suspect on why they're doing it. But, you know, there are a couple of things that come into my mind. First of all, a lot of these people, these groups, now they're caravans, Jim. They're thousands of people. And what's happening is they know in all of these countries down there, they're well aware of our rules and regulations here. So they know full well that really all they have to do is step foot into the country because of our just ridiculous immigration laws in the United States. It is, we're the laughing stock of the entire world, really. And certainly in Central America and South America. I mean, this is a, we're definitely a laughing stock. So what they know is all they have to do is set foot. Now, here's what I want Americans to really understand. Once they come into this country, however they get here, it doesn't matter, people. Could be by just coming in through a body of water or hop a fence or dragged in through a truck or in a, you find them sometimes in trunks. It doesn't matter how they get here. You understand? But once they get here, and they put a foot down on the United States, well, guess what? Well, then if they're picked up, they're talked to, they have a conversation maybe with an ICE agent, maybe that's what happens, or it could be a local, and then they release them back after some questions and thoughts. And I'm sure, Ben, you can verify this if this is what we understand. There's a discussion. Then they're released back into the community somewhere, and really could be anywhere in the States here. They're released back into the country here. Now you've got these people that they say living in the shadows. That's the term that's used out there. What does that really mean? Well, that's what it means. You have a whole lot of people living in the shadows. Now, many of these people, a lot of the states are allowing to get driver's licenses. Now you got illegal voting going on. You got all those because they don't want to, collect the. They don't want to collect the proper birth certificates when you go to vote. They don't, identification even. They don't want to know who these people are for some reason. Which really may be the whole thrust of this thing as to why certain groups are pushing this thing. I mean, because it doesn't make a lot more sense why they would do that. But the story that I just want people to understand. So get into the mindset, friends, of somebody that lives down in Central America who is in a very difficult government. They have a regime government that is, not really a great quality of life. So their whole mode is to get here. And then when they get here, they get all these benefits. Because once you're released back out there, they can apply for this, that, or the other. Now you've got women coming here and having babies because then they want them to be American citizens. And of course, they're not really Americans at that point, but they are legally. Jim, when you look at the cause and reason and the reaction for this, and when you drill it right down, and you see that this is why they're coming into the United States, this just really, to me, puts a spotlight on how stupid our politicians are and how bad this is for our quality of life here in America.
Yeah, I don't think it's how stupid the politicians are. It's really how cunning they are and how much they want to remain in office and in power. That's the big problem. They've changed the government to career politics instead of politics by the people. And no better way than to remain in office than to have a constituency that is totally beholden to your money that's coming to you. I mean, these people are basically paid voters when you get down to it. They're getting thousands of dollars in benefits. So the Democrats, the liberals, they want as many as they can get. I mean, what is there, 2 or 3 million of them in California? And that's probably a way underestimation of what's actually going on out there. In California, gives them a driver's license. In fact, the Department of Motor Vehicles set up 30-some special locations just to register and give driver's license to the illegals. I mean, the citizens, if you want to renew your driver's license, go to DMV, you got to stand in line for hours to do that, make an appointment and then stand in line for hours. But they set up this situation. They also changed the application. Mm-hmm. They started Motor Voter out there years ago, and you had to, if you wanted to become be registered to vote, you had to check off on a box and say, yes, I want to do that, and then sign it. Well, they changed it. They made it the default situation that if you, and now it says, if you don't want to be registered to vote, you have to check this off.
Well, I love these kinds of things, Jim, where they throw a question in there for the honor system. So they're asking criminals to be honest for a few moments. I love those kind of questions. They just, right? I mean, is anything so stupid?
Yeah.
I mean,
and by California law, they are registered voters now.
Exactly.
They can just stroll it, and they're going to be on the register on the rolls. So when they go in to vote, their name is there, and they don't, and that's it.
Which clearly is it's clearly the root cause as to why they want more and more and more of this. And by the way, what you mentioned there with the driver's license, and we'll touch on this a little bit after here. That's one of the stories again today. Is more than 1 million undocumented immigrants have received driver's license now, and Ben will speak about this afterward. But this has been verified now from the California Department of Motor Vehicles. They just announced this on Wednesday, Assembly Bill 60. I'm sure
sure you're familiar with this, Ben. And so that's over a million now, million one already and growing, that have licenses, which means these people are all can get in and vote. Not that you need anything. You just go in and that's a whole nother, that's really probably one of the core things here. Well, listen, also in the news here today that I want to cover with you is, I think everybody's looking forward to hearing what Zuckerberg has to say. He's going to testify to Congress next week. And boy, he is about every day now, he's apologizing to somebody. I think it's just a matter of time now before they try to, before he is removed from the company, which will probably happen at some point here, I think. But it was initially estimated 50 million people were violated. Well, I got news for you people. It's now 87 million. And then
it's going up.
It's going up. And interestingly enough on this story, by the way, there's some interesting things that are going to happen April 9th, okay, which is Monday. And that's going to be very interesting. And they expect, and I'll tell you more about what's going to happen on that day, but they do expect that hashtag delete Facebook will become a prime news story again on that day. We'll tell you more about that as to what's going on there. But this Facebook thing continues to get pretty rough. There's some other interesting details about that. Also, what's going on up in Washington, D.C.? There's some spy devices. This is more than a 007 film here. The feds are saying they've detected these rogue spy devices in Washington, D.C. This story is really something else here, what's going on here with this, and because they don't really know who's got all these in here, but they're listening to cell phone calls and all kinds of email transfer and all kinds of stuff. So that's a really interesting story.
I think we need to go after, see who requested the FISA warrants on those.
Yeah, probably, Ben. But nobody is really, this is to me a huge story. Nobody's really talking about it. And of course, there's also the YouTube shooting that just happened, that this lady was upset due to the monetizing and platform changes that YouTube did. YouTube says they're going to increase security at all the offices worldwide after this shooting. Well, because obviously they're concerned. And a lot of these companies, I think, Ben, Jim, are going to have to be concerned, not just YouTube, which is Google-owned, of course. But again, Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and all of these sort of technology-driven companies who are basically screwing the public are all going to become, I think, a target here ahead for some crazy person that's probably on some psychotropic drugs and, and has a gun handy or a knife.
What's really funny is YouTube could go out and hire 10,000 workers to filter conservative media off of the platform. Yeah. But they can't keep hackers from coming in and stealing millions and millions of data records.
Yeah.
Or keep one crazy leftist from coming in with a gun and shooting.
Yes.
But it was a gun-free zone, which you would think criminals would know not to bring the guns to. I mean, that's the whole point, right?
That should work. Just put a sign up and say, no idiots allowed. I mean, that should work. I mean, I just love those, Ben, when they do that with those signs. I mean, I think those are the craziest thing, when they're just attest the fact that, just come in if you're a criminal and it's all good. Well, listen, at the top of nozzle here, let's just take a moment and give some formal introductions here, a moment here. Joining us here is Ben Burquam, he's from Fike Sanctuary State. Jim McKay is here as well. Ben, please take 15 seconds, tell the folks just a bit about yourself, please.
Thank you for having me on, Malcolm. Yeah, I'm the spokesman and co-founder of Fike Sanctuary State. We have just officially announced yesterday we are filing a statutory initiative in California to deal with the couple of things you already mentioned, to get rid of the motor voter law, AB 60, to get rid of SB 54, the Sanctuary State Bill, to criminalize sanctuary cities and the sanctuary state, and to decriminalize businesses from working with ICE. In California, this is the number one fight, and if we don't kill this cancer here in California, it's going to spread to the rest of the country. So that's who I am, part of what I do. I'm also a radio host, Frontline America, Frontline Radio, and a lot of other things. But
very good. Ben, good to have you here. And Jim McKay. Jim, I think people know you're a voice they hear a bit, but please take, what do you need, 3 or 4 seconds, Jim? Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I'm a now retired industrialist, a one percenter, so I'm really in jeopardy about that. And now I co-produce The Viewpoint This Sunday show, and I'm a political commentator. I'm doing some writing now maybe get something published in the next millennial. So I don't
That's
know.
it. That's it. Hey, Jim, I have never, that's the first time I've ever heard somebody brag about their percentage where they fall. That's interesting. That's interesting. That,
Yeah.
you're going to get a lot of hate mail for that, you know.
Absolutely.
More nozzle in just a minute. Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
It's becoming clearer and clearer to the American people that they don't give a rat's ass as far as the borders go. I mean, it's becoming as clear as day because they sit up there, and you notice you're not hearing a lot from Congress right now, guys. You don't hear a lot. They're very silent right now while all this is happening. He sends the National Guard down there and all this is sort of blowing up. And you don't hear much from them, but yet they have the power to change this. And yet they still don't change it. Immigration has been just a major debacle here in this country. So he goes ahead, the president puts a tweet out. Now, again, a lot of you that criticize the tweets, very strategic tweet. And he puts this out on April 1st and he says, hey, Mexico is doing very little, if not nothing, at stopping people from flowing into Mexico through their southern border and then into the U.S. They laugh at our dumb immigration laws, which I agree they do. And they must stop the big drug and people flows or I will stop their cash cow. NAFTA. Well, that's all they needed to say, Jim, is stop NAFTA. And all of a sudden, you started to hear Mexico. Well, then the president sent out another tweet, I think about a day and a half later, Jim, and he says, hey, great, Mexico's done a good job with breaking up that caravan. So he's using Twitter to talk to countries, foreign leaders. He may be even talking to other planets through Twitter, Jim. He's using it quite strategically, huh?
Yes, absolutely. You know, with the Mexico situation, they actually issue groups a 20-day transit permit, which allows them to go through the country legally. They can't stop, you know, except maybe at McDonald's or something down there to get a burger.
So Mexico gives them that legally? They give them that
legally.
Because
people that want to immigrate into Mexico from the southern border are not permitted at all. They do not get a chance to come through.
Unless they allow it, then it's okay.
Right, yeah.
Well, now I guess they're gonna they've stopped some of it, is what I'm hearing there. Ben, the people who live, and you're from California, Jim's lived in California a long time, you guys know the landscape out there very much. The people who live along those border communities, I mean, I've got to think at some point here, Ben, correct me on this, please, but I would think a lot of those communities have got to be coming barren because I can't imagine any family with children and young people or what have you that want to live and raise their family in a community close to the border of Mexico with all of this happening. I mean, what's happening really? You know, I'm talking about the communities near the border. What's going on with that?
Well, if you look at the demographics, I mean, they've really been overrun. It's the populations are, you know, 80-90% Hispanic now in a lot of places. And so it's a lot of people have moved out. A lot of people have gotten away from it. The interesting thing and kind of a paradigm shift that's starting to happen is we've got so many legal immigrants that have done it the right way. And we, the group I stand with and everybody that I roll with, we all support legal immigration. We do support doing it on a merit-based system. My wife was a refugee immigrant, so I support immigration. We just want you to follow the laws. What we don't want you to is breaking the laws.
Ben, I want to tell you something. It really is, stop there a minute, because I want to tell you something here. It really irritates me when guys like you and guys like Jim and other people out there have to sit and explain that.
I know.
It just sucks. I mean, I and it's like, well, let me, I mean, this is like the stupidest thing. And it happens, it's like we stop. Well, let me just tell you, I like immigration. I like immigrants. My wife is an immigrant. My cousin Jackie's an immigrant. My father twice, they were all immigrants. Well, no shit. The whole country's immigrants. I mean, what do you want for nothing, right?
Well, and that's the thing. The left has used the identity politics, the victimization, and we're finally learning how to defeat it. We're rejecting the premise. And so when we go into these places, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been called a Nazi standing next to a couple of my best friends who are Black and Hispanic, who are all anti-illegal immigration.
Right.
And I don't call it undocumented immigrants. They're illegal aliens. And so I use very specific terms. Yeah. But the border towns are being destroyed. If you haven't been to a border town lately, other than San Diego, which does a really good job at policing and basically forcing the aliens outside of their town. And by the way, fences work. The border fence, the double layer fence that they introduced 20 years ago, decreased illegal immigration across that border by over 90%. So all these idiots that say that walls don't work, I would suggest that they take the doors off their houses or the locks off their doors, put a sign out front and says free to anyone who wants it, and see how many more vagrants come in. It's insanity. Mm-hmm. And to see this again, the irony is you've got this caravan of people coming through Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mexico is part of the problem. Mexico could stop this if they wanted to. And I love that our president, he is your president. God bless America. Donald Trump is your president. He is putting the pressure and the onus back on Mexico. You want NAFTA? Help us fix this problem. You know how quick this problem will be fixed?
I love it.
Exactly. Mexico is the problem because they're basically conducting the immigration. They're expelling people they don't want on their welfare system.
Right.
Into the U.S. because they'll give them bus rides and tickets to the border and clothes in a bag to go across. You know,
teach them what to say. Asylum. You step foot into America, asylum, and then you get put into our system and you're in it for 2 years before you even get a hearing. And then you get postponed another 2 years before you get another hearing, but you never show up.
Mm-hmm. None of them ever show up. That's true.
Exactly.
But you could end the illegal immigration in 2 weeks. All you have to do is shut all transit and all trade across the border and tell Mexico, you clean it up or else nothing's coming into this country. That'll cost them hundreds of billions of dollars in trade and revenue a year. And that's the rich people. Mexico is run by the rich. Right. Mexico is not an open democracy where people can own. People can't even own land there. I mean, everybody's on these lease deals there.
Yeah.
And that goes back hundreds of years, and it's just passed down from one generation to the next. And the Americans that even go down and they buy property, they think they're buying property on Baja for retirement communities and stuff. All that stuff is owned by Mexicans. It's still held. The leases are all held and the deeds are all held by Mexican banks. And they could confiscate that in a blink and throw you out. Most of these people just don't know what they're getting into when they go down there. But the way you stop it is you put the economic squeeze on Mexico. They need us more than we need them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think, Jim, when you say Mexico, they're the bad guys or they're the term you, I think you said they're stupid or idiots or whatever you use. I call the politicians here stupid. You said they're not. You call Mexico stupid. See, I disagree with you, Jim. I think Mexico is brilliant. I think the way they're playing the game is brilliant. I really do. I think they're brilliant. I think they should get an award for what they're doing. And why wouldn't you do what they're doing? They're just being a good country to what they want to do, to their wealthy and to their politics. I mean, nothing wrong with that. It's our politics. politicians here who are stupid. It's our politicians here who are bankrupt in our country and who are doing these kinds of deeds to us. And really, what this is doing is weakening our country, because it's weakening the country with just, you know, any reasonable family who wants to raise a family here. I mean, it's weakening all of that. It's weakening the quality of life here. See, people don't see that. And that's the one thing I can't understand about California is the residents out there, which, you know, Ben, you say now they're finally waking up, you know. But I wonder if they really are waking up, or how long will it take? I want you to, let's talk about the catch and release program a minute, please, because I want Ben to explain something about this. So, Jim, you and I talked earlier about the Homeland Security Director, Kirstjen Nielsen, who seems to be doing a good job. Jim, you like her, right?
Yes, I think she's an excellent administrator and great spokesperson, and has her head in the right place.
She seems to be, and I mean, she's a good figure to have out in front of this thing. So she's been in a lot of interviews the last many days here, and she's confirmed that Trump, they were talking about the catch and release program, how stupid that is again, because we catch these illegal people and then we release them again, and the catch and release. Well, she said that Trump has already stopped this program. She says he nixed it. She said this in a couple of interviews, that this was done early in the administration, because it was the Obama administration who put this catch and release program into play in the way that it was. And I think it might, and don't correct me on this, guys, but it might have even gone back to the Bush administration, you know, the catch and release program. In fact, I think it did. I'd have to look that up. But anyways, it's been that way for a while. But she's saying that the Trump administration already changed the rules on that early in the administration. If that's the case, what do you know about that, Ben? And why is the catch and release program what it is down there? How do they relate to that down there, the ICE agents and all that?
Basically, you've got a bunch of frustrated Border Patrol agents who catch these guys. And I've been down there. I've done several tours on the border, and I've been over to the prototypes and seen the illegal aliens lined up, ready to come across. And they're frustrated. The last time I was down there, they caught a smuggler and the illegal aliens that came across. The problem is the attorneys in California really have the onus, and so the it's not necessarily the Border Patrol. Border Patrol will catch them. It's once they've come across, then it's up to ICE and the district attorney's office to decide whether they want to charge and they want to send them back, or they want to postpone and charge. And so it's really the Border Patrol's hands have been really tied, and especially with the asylum rules. And that's something that President Trump and the administration could, if the directors below would follow the rules, they could just end that today. They could just stop, you know, they could say, we're not going to follow that policy because it was put into place by the administration. They could end it. But there are still bureaucrats, Obama holdovers that are still there that are making it very, very, very difficult. And that was basically the story that we got from agent after agent after agent while we were down there.
Let's talk about because we got other news we want to get to as well. But let's talk about the Fight Sanctuary State and what you're doing, because you just did a ballot initiative. I want you to tell folks what that ballot initiative is. And here's one of the things I cannot wrap my mind around. And maybe Jim, you have an answer for this. Maybe Ben does. I don't know. But when they say, like you reference illegal aliens, you keep saying, Ben, right? And of course, you remember the outcry a few months back this past year when they were saying, don't call them aliens. Do you remember that? You know, don't call them aliens. Yep. You know,
I get told that just about every day.
Right. Don't call them aliens, right?
It's the correct term.
They're offended that you're offending the people who are breaking the law, basically, right? So they're offended that you're offended. I don't know. But this whole term, I look at this and I can't make intellectual sense about this. I cannot understand. But in a lot of the language here, and even in your own press reports and stuff, and I know you guys kind of laugh at it, but a lot of the politicians out there, Jim, they refer to these people as law-abiding illegal, right. I mean, what the hell is that? What is that?
It's an oxymoron.
I don't get it.
They're calling them now undocumented citizens in some places.
Oh my golly!
Because they're saying there's around this whole question of citizenship on the census
right.
that's come up. They're calling these people now undocumented citizens.
Well, then they don't want any laws then. They don't want any laws. Exactly. They don't want a country. I mean, why don't these politicians just get their asses on planes and move out somewhere?
Well, back to your point, about the Democrats and the Republicans both not wanting to fix the problems. The Democrats use these victims. This is a victim group, a victim class for them. They use them to manipulate for votes in power when they need them. And then when they don't, they throw them back and they want to keep them in that status. Mm-hmm. The Republicans, the big government, big, you know, chambers of commerce, look at these guys as cheap labor. And so both sides of the swamp, look at these at this demographic as somebody. Yeah, we want to pretend like we care about, but in the end, we don't really want to fix the issue. While Americans are being killed, while our economy is being destroyed from within, while our laws, while our authority and our sovereignty is being undermined from within, we have these politicians that are basically just sitting.
Ben, you're so right. You're so right. I love the way you point out the left and the right that way. You're so right. And I got to tell you, a lot of our listeners, Jim, you know, this is one of the main reasons that Ben talks about right now, why a lot of our listeners are not happy with the Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells of the world for exactly what he just said. They are exactly the big part of the swamp that people are complaining about. And these cats, you notice you don't hear much coming out of them lately. They're letting the president do all the heavy lifting because they're just trying to save their hides. Jim, that's all they're doing.
Yeah, it's an election year and they don't want to open their mouths. That's one of the things.
Well, you know, you say that. Oh my God, is that so true? Listen to this, guys. One of the other stories in the last day or so was one of the headlines was all these trade deals, Jim. Now listen to this. You'll love this, guys. All these trade deals where the president, he campaigned on this, you might remember, Ben. He campaigned on all these bad trade deals we have all around the world, right? I mean, Mexico and Canada are two of them. South Korea was another. They're all over the place. China. How many times did we hear that? So now one of the stories is that the Republican lawmakers, they are upset with the president. They want him to tone down the trade because it's going to disrupt their election in 2018 here. Now, get a load of that. Get a load of that.
That's exactly it. I mean, these guys are all about staying in office and getting reelected.
That's all it is.
McConnell comes out several months ago. I mean, it was January, I think, and he says, well, I really don't want to deal with that or any new legislation because it's an election year. Mm-hmm. My God, it's 10 months to the election, and this guy, head of the Senate, says, I don't want to deal with any controversial legislation because the election's in 10 months. So what do we have? We have, what, 2 or 3 months of the government actually working, and then we go into the election season?
That's it.
And then we do it all over again 2 years later? We have to get term limits enacted for Congress. We have term limits on the presidency.
You and I agree. You and I totally agree.
It's about time.
Totally agree with that. And I didn't know if you would agree with that. I'm so glad you said that just now. And I kind of thought you did. But listen, Ben, do you like term limits, Ben? Are you in favor of those?
Absolutely. I worked for the state assembly in California for a few years. Okay. And that is exactly what happens. These guys get elected to now, California does have term limits. But even in that, you see it's a mini version of what you have at the state or the federal level. They get elected to stay elected. And unless they have really great constituencies, they do whatever, you know, they'll do whatever the people that funded them to get elected want them to do. And so it has nothing to do typically with what's good for the country, what actually follows their ideology. It's based on completely on what Jim just said. It's about staying elected, keeping their power, and listening to the polls and what the focus groups say.
You know, I love what you just said there. I just wrote it down. Get elected to stay elected, right? You know what we should do? I'd like to just see a simple law that does this, that if you're running for office, back to your idea, since they don't want to put term limits in, Jim, and you and I and Ben all agree we need term limits desperately because it would solve a few problems, yeah? Well, here's what we should do then. As a community, as the we the people, yeah? So after the second time, we'll give them 2 terms in office, guys, okay? Right? After 2 terms in office, we need to take Ben's words, get elected to stay elected. That needs to be the campaign tagline we put on every campaign after 2 terms.
I like it.
Get elected to stay elected. We'll use Ben's words and we'll put it on everybody.
I like it.
I believe in no reelection. I mean, you go in, you serve the country for 6 years in the Senate, make the House term 4 years on this rolling overlap. So you're electing a third of the population to the House every 2 years, like we do today. But no re-election. There's no.
Oh, not even one term. Not even one term, Jim.
Not even real.
Wow.
You eliminate the lobby.
You're tough. You're tough.
And then also reduce the size of the federal government substantially. You don't need a multi-million person federal government to run the country.
Right.
It's totally dysfunctional.
Well, that's the way it happened back with the framers when they started this thing. They got in there to do what they wanted to do to serve the country, and then they got the hell out of office. Today, as I say all the time, Ben, they don't leave there until they have an oxygen tank and a wheelchair, and then they roll their asses out of there, you know? And basically, okay, done. I mean, this is what they do now. But now, I've got to say this to you, though, in a refreshing note, there are a lot of politicians that are resigning right now, and a lot of Republicans, too. Back to that swamp we're talking about, I think Trump has been pissed on the tulips a little bit here, Ben.
Yeah, well, and that's why you see the people, and that's why, like in California, you really have the politicians on the Republican side really have no power, and that's why something like this initiative is so important, because it's actually we the people can have a voice where the leftist politicians who are in the supermajority in California really don't care. They don't care that the majority, even in California, even amongst immigrants, we even have illegal aliens coming to us saying, we support your initiative because the criminals that these politicians are protecting are in our community. They're protecting criminals in our – I have literally had people go to one of our guys who's on this campaign and tell them that – I'm paraphrasing, but that they support what we're doing because they're being victimized by these criminals. They want them out. And they want Congress to do something with them, and hopefully they don't get kicked out too. But they want the government to start with the criminals.
You know, Ben, you're being unreasonable, Ben. But they're law-abiding criminals. Come on, Ben. Yeah. You're being totally unreasonable.
Here. Undocumented residents, undocumented citizens.
And they got a driver's license.
The fallacies of all these arguments, every single one of them is a lie, that they pay taxes. In California alone, their net impact is a negative $23 billion a year in California alone. If we eliminated the net impact of illegal aliens in California, we would pay for the wall in 1 year.
And you'd be back in the green. You'd be out of the red.
Right. And I hope I said that right. Billion, not million.
Yeah, billion.
That's the reality of what we're living in. And that's why, again, this lawlessness that we have here, that's why I think our Fight Sanctuary State initiative, and we are going to be actually officially filing it Monday. So for your audience listening,
the 9th.
Monday, right after this weekend, we are going to be officially filing this with the Attorney General's office, who is a criminal. He is aiding and abetting. I if you look at the definition of treason, I don't know how you couldn't say that he qualifies for that.
Okay. Right.
We are going to be officially filing it, and his office has to title and summary this, which will be interesting to see what ends up coming back from that.
Well, listen.
They'll bend the language six ways to Sunday.
Well, they call this, they call SB 54 the California Values Act, when all it does is protect criminals. I mean, that's the reality. Well, that's the insanity that we're living in.
You're losing your sense of humor, bro. totally losing your sense of humor. Hold on here.
Okay. My smile is back. I'm back.
There you go, Jim. I mean, I don't get it here. Ben is living out there.
Funny is they call it cheap labor. Yeah. But if you look at cheap labor, every one of those persons that's working under the radar on a cash basis is costing the taxpaying citizens of the state of California about $30,000 a year.
A lot.
That's subsidies. Right. So it's subsidized labor that the wealthy part
Let's
of the
just
state.
Let's just say that's a lot of tacos and margaritas.
My God.
Yes.
Can you imagine if you reduced everybody's taxes in California by $30,000?
All right, listen, I got to get to a couple other stories. We could stay on this forever.
Okay.
I want to come back to this story. Before we expire a bit later, Ben, I want to talk a little bit more about the other one. I believe the community of Escondido down near San Diego, they want to join this movement too, right? For Sanctuary State. And there are others. We reported on Huntington Beach came out. The city council voted 6-1 to overthrow
I was down there with them. Yep.
So we'll talk a little more about that after, and then what the great work you're doing with Agnes Gibney and the folks there at Fight Sanctuary State, which certainly we're big fans of and want you guys to succeed out there. Let me say this. April 9th is going to be a very interesting day because you just mentioned that filing, Ben, that is when that happens, correct? That's when you're filing that? Okay, so that's on Monday now. But it's also a day that could be the biggest hashtag delete Facebook day in history. And I'm just looking forward to that, Jim McKay. You bet. So let me tell you about this story here, because I just think Zuckerberg, he deserves everything. You heard of a legal alien? Well, he's an illegal corporate executive. If there is such a term, he would be that. So he reported initially was 50 million people that they, you know, and they knew what they were doing. They only apologized on this after they got caught. You know that, guys, you know, right?
Right.
I mean, this is, sorry. Yeah, of course we know they did it. Yes, we let them take the data. No, we didn't give a rat's ass. Yeah, of course it's your data. Oh, yeah, we're sorry. We didn't mean to do that. Okay, why don't they just tell the truth, you know? Yeah, we did it. Yep. We did it intentionally, and we probably are sorry we got caught now. So that would be more the truth. But the number now is 87 million. So if you're on Facebook, the chances your private data has been shared with the criminal elites at Cambridge Analytica is very, very high. So here's what's going to happen on April 9th, okay? So on this day in history, what will happen? There will be a movement that could hit Facebook in a big way, because the chief technology officer here, they have now confirmed that the company will place a link. So all you Facebook lovers out there, get this now. There'll be a link on your page. It's on top of everyone's newsfeed to a privacy tool. And that tool will reveal whether your data is involved in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. How's that, kids?
That's not even touching the surface of what these big data mining companies do, whether it's Google or Facebook or even Amazon and some of the other ones. They're all selling the data to one another. Guarantee you, Facebook has sold millions and millions of data files, whether your name was on it or not, but parameters about individuals to people like Procter & Gamble or who knows?
Well, Zuckerberg's been called out on that, what you're saying. And you know what his answer is back, Jim? His answer is, yeah, but you know, that's the model.
That's the business.
We give you the free service and we take all the data and we basically make you a whore.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody that signs up for Facebook, they have to read through the minuscule, tiny, tiny print, 20-page document and then click on I agree. Everybody just scrolls down and hits I agree.
I just asked people on a show the other day, did anybody read those? And they all said, no, we don't read those. Who reads those? Ben, have you ever read one of those in your life? Of course not.
No,
none of us do.
No,
who the hell would do that?
And the funny thing is, every time the government wants to fix it and make it more accountable or more transparent, they make it longer.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's so people, less and less people read it.
Well, not only that, but back to your point, Jim, right now, Bloomberg reports here just to hear today here that Facebook is scanning the photos and links that you send on Messenger. And this report actually came out just late yesterday, that they're actually scanning every photo, every link in the Messenger you put. And so everything, all that private data, everything when you send private messages, somebody to direct in the direct message mode, you know what I'm saying here, kids, you know, when you tell somebody like, oh, what a great night I had last night with, you know, Pam. Don't tell my wife. Don't tell my wife. Okay. Wink, wink.
She gets a message.
Oh, she gets a message in her email. Let me tell you what Fred is doing. Okay, we got Fred's information. But this is really kind of something else. So they're going through every message you use, what you think is called, and here's the kicker of this, guys. They call it private messaging. There is nothing private about private messaging. Do you understand?
You know, right.
Did everybody get this, what I'm saying here? So
I mean, they're scanning every message on every topic in everything you do.
They're scanning every message and they're scamming every American.
Yeah.
It's a scam. We should call it a scam. It's what it is, Jim.
It's Madison Avenue gone crazy is what it is.
So are you still on Facebook, Jim?
I've never been on Facebook.
Oh, good.
I have a Facebook account, but I never use it.
Good. Ben, are you still on Facebook?
I am, and that's one of those, my biggest audience is Facebook.
Oh,
and
shoot. A lot of people out that way. So the chances of you deleting it Monday are not real high, are they?
Not super high, but I am diversifying out into other platforms because it's one of the things besides just the information but is the censoring is, you know, one of the things we're dealing with as conservatives is constant censoring now having our pages blocked and everything else, which, you know, is a whole nother story. But yeah, it's frustrating, but it is the best. They know that they have the best platform for getting ideas out there. They just
I don't know about that, but listen, I'm
not.
Well, maybe
not anymore.
Not anymore. I'll go with that. Yeah. Now, I got a good idea.
The biggest.
All right, Jim, yeah. I've got a business proposition for Ben, Jim, and Malcolm, okay? This is the three of us could do this if you're ready. We've got to start our own social media outlet, and I've got the perfect name for it. It's called Bend Over. It's going to be a big hit.
Advertising immediately.
A big hit, Jim. Bend Over. Just call it, and people are going to love it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big hit. And we'll go in three ways on this deal. Okay, all right. Yeah.
Now, so I've actually had several people bring that up to me. I was down in Malibu a few weeks ago, and it was, hey, we need our own social media network. And I'm all for it. If you've got the hundreds of millions of dollars to invest in it, to create the algorithms, to make it work and to make people actually come on it, I am all for it. So, yeah,
exactly.
But most of the time that you, something like that happens, you get 30 people all talking to each other, like, look at our great new social media network that 30 of us are on.
Well, we can get the Chinese to steal the algorithms.
There you go.
I think there is going to be an uprising of more social media outlets that are going to take the place. I will forecast. I believe Facebook's best days are behind them. And I think as you see these scandals come out more and more and more, there's a lot more than meets the eye here, people. A lot more. And they knew it. You know, even some of the internal memos that they have released internally that they're talking about are showing some very unscrupulous business habits and practices that this company is doing. Friends, more Nozzle in just a minute here. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Talk a moment here about the YouTube shooting that happened up in your neck of the woods there, Ben. Well, north of you, obviously, but up in the north part of the state here. So this crazy lunatic lady here who was sort of some sort of a vegan activist, animal crazy YouTube star, wannabe radical nut job, whatever. And she got upset because YouTube, Google has been changing the rules of engagement, just like Facebook and all the rest of them have. What they're doing is they're cracking down and they're not letting people monetize things anymore. And they've raised the stakes and they're trying to cut people out. Everything that started as just a grassroots seed of an idea is totally changing. And so YouTube has been really ripping off and ticking off a lot of people. I think you both would probably agree with that statement, potentially, but that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
So this lady had a legitimate bitch. She just went about it the wrong way. And she was a bit of a lunatic to begin with. And again, what I want to know if she was on some of these drugs. They all seem to be on this psychotropic drugs that the country seems to be on. And then they go get a gun and that's it. And we don't need these people getting guns that are on these psychotropic drugs, you know? That's a disqualifier.
And no, it is, we keep looking at symptoms rather than the root problems of these causes. You know, we have these kids going out being led by leftists to go march against the Second Amendment who have no clue about guns. We don't know the difference between a .223 or a .762 or any firearms. They don't have firearm safety. I've grown up around guns my entire life, and they're simply a tool. And this lady is a perfect example of how guns are not the problem. It's the insane person with the gun that's the problem.
Totally.
And one of the quotes that got me on this story was her brother. And they went and interviewed her brother. And she said, I'm going to paraphrase, but he said something to the effect of, she's innocent. She's never hurt a creature. And I'm assuming what he's referring to are the animals. She's innocent because she meant to help animals. But somehow now humans have become not considered creatures. We are just expendable
items.
But
here's the thing I will add to that. I am willing to bet you, Ben, when we find out more about this, I bet you she was on some sort of medication. I'm telling you, these people are all on drugs. I'm serious when I say this.
If you watch her videos, you hope that she was. Otherwise,
well, she looks like she is.
That's her in her normal state.
I watched one yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. I said, what? People, and yeah. And by the way, tens of millions of people were going to watch these videos. And then when they changed the rules and they started to censor her, well, then less people came and she got less money. And that was the real beef. And now her standard of living was declining. And she got upset. So she decided to take matters into her own hands. And she went up to Google and she shot some innocent people. They clearly had no part of this fight, you know, and should not have been done. But that's what you give a lunatic. But again, you know, it's a combination of radical thoughts, probably some drugs, some suggestion, and guns. And now you've got
to
go ahead, Jim.
There's another side to the story. And I think which is something that is almost bigger than the story itself. When the news broke and how much they suppressed the information about what was going on, that shows you the power of an institution like YouTube and their parent company, Google, of what they can do with the media. There was no details for hours and hours and almost a day before anything came out. They didn't want to get their name, their brand tarnished by some type of radical type of shooting and this crazy thing. They didn't want to make it look like it was YouTube's fault or YouTube's responsibility at all for what was going on.
They always cover the truth.
In fact, this morning there were stories out saying linking her to Iran, which I don't know whether that's true or not.
Well, she was born in Iran, but she lived in San Diego, I think it was, or something like in the south there. I mean, they all cover the truth, Jim. Every one of them cover the truth.
Zuckerberg's doing the same thing.
Oh my
God,
these people don't know the truth, no matter what.
I mean, you know, it goes with that. It goes to a deeper point of really what we're facing right now in this country is the backlash of 30, 40 years of this moral relativist, whatever is good for you is good for you, and you get to decide, you know, no God, no morality, no set of standards. And now we have a couple generations of little heathens running around that think that they should be able to shut you down because they disagree with you, beat you with sticks because you say something. Now words have become violence. And we
wonder why
these people are out there shooting people. It's not the guns. It's the society. It's politics and all of this is a lagging indicator to the culture. And our culture has decayed. There's a shift.
You very well said, Ben. There's a shift going on, and you're exactly right. And it's a couple of generations in, and there's going to be a couple of more generations before it can even be fixed, if it can be fixed. As you say, of these creatures running around thinking that the world owes them a living and that none of the rules apply and that, you know, illegal immigration is just part of the fabric of the society. And America is, you know, is their bitch, basically, that the liberty says send us your weak, send us your, you know, mentally handicapped, send us your people that are deriving of any brain cells,
non-taxpayers,
send us your people that are pregnant,
violent criminals.
Send us all of those. That's what the liberty has. Like I said, what I want to do, I want to create a movement, Jim, Ben. I'll tell you right now my movement, Ben. I want to take the Statue of Liberty. I want to take her down. I want to cut her up in pieces, and I want to send her ass back to France, okay? And let them keep it. But that's what I want to do with that Liberty lady, because she's gotten us into a lot of trouble right now. So
anyway. I think the better thing is you just take that tablet that's on her left arm, I guess.
You know what, Jim? That's even a better idea. We'll take that off. And bust it off, Jim.
Take the tablet off and put an iPad Pro.
No,
there.
No, I got a better one for you.
So they can change it every day.
No, I got a better one. Bust it off. Keep it busted so that becomes symbolic for America. We busted it off. Send that back to France or wherever the hell you want to send it to, or Venezuela if you like. Either one's good with me. And then, you know, in place of that, put a assault rifle, Jim.
Put a sign, closed.
closed.
Well, then we'd have to replace the crown with a vagina hat.
Go. That's a symbol I can live with, Ben. Perfect. I love it. Boy, this is out of control here. I love it, though. That's my liberty right there. That's my girl. She's got the vagina hat on, the AK-47, and the tablet's been sent to Venezuela. You can't ask for a picture. Listen, Ben, I'm telling you, Jim, that is a picture of freedom. If there ever was a picture of freedom, that's it right there. Listen, all right, so let's capsule real quickly. We only got a couple of moments left here. Ben, tell us again on the 9th. FightSanctuaryState.com and the movement you're involved in. Tell us again, real quickly, the movement that's in play, what we're trying to do here to go against this SB 54, yeah?
Yes. So Fight Sanctuary State is an initiative by the people to restore the rule of law and American sovereignty in California to kill the cancer before it spreads to the rest of the country. We're calling on citizens from across the country to join us in this. If you believe in liberty and protecting the country from this invasion that we have and the lawlessness of these politicians, we need you to join us at FightSanctuaryState.com. We're going to do three things. We're going to repeal SB 54, the Sanctuary State Bill, and criminalize sanctuary policy. Okay. That will include municipalities and individual politicians who enact sanctuary policies will be subject to misdemeanor or felony charges as well as a $10,000 fine. Okay. We're also going to undo AB 450, which criminalized – get this. AB 450 passed the same time as SB 54 – criminalized businesses that worked with ICE. So in California, if you're a business owner and ICE comes to your business and says, we believe Juan Hector out there is a criminal MS-13 member and we want some information on her. We want you. If you work with ICE, you can go to jail now. Okay. We're going to undo that. We're going to repeal
that.
What's
the next one? What's the next one?
We're going to get rid of AB 60, the motor voter, which is really the crux of this whole thing. They use driver's licenses to allow illegal aliens to vote in California. We're going to mandate that in order to register to vote, that you have to prove your citizenship.
Which I mentioned earlier, there's over a million of those already and more in counting.
We estimate that over 3 million votes were cast by illegal voters in the last election.
Well, because they don't need any ID. Integrity. You don't need anything. Right. You just come in and say you're breathing and they give you a thing. Here, vote. You know, I mean, just have to breathe. I mean, that's it. Yep. Yeah. You might as well just...
And really, to me, this is about the families, like you mentioned, Agnes Gibney, yeah. who lost her son, Ronald De Silva, Rosenberg, who lost his son, Drew Rosenberg, and the thousands. The people don't realize this. When we talk about mass shootings, we have lost more people to illegal aliens since 2001 than we've lost to gun violence.
Absolutely. And here's the thing I'll say to you, and we got to get predictions right now. We're running right out of time here. But listen to this here. Jim, here's what I say back to Ben. Now, I'm with Ben to the point, Jim, I think you'll agree with me when I say this. I'm with him when he talks about it like a cancerous patient. You have to save, you know, you can't, right? You can't, you want to save the rest of the country, you're saying, before it gets into the rest of the country, Ben, you're saying, right? Right?
Yep.
And we agree with that, right, Jim? But here's what you do. We agree with that, but here's where we draw the line. Like with any good cancerous patient, if it starts to spread, we're going to cut it off and we're going to send California on its way here. That's all here. So we just want you to know. We're with you up to a point, Ben. Up to a point, bro.
I am too. I have thought about leaving this state for years, but I feel compelled to stay and fight. All right.
I appreciate that. And if things get really rough, send me a message on my text and I'll send you a plane ticket real quick to get you there. Hell out of there. If it really starts to turn, bro, no problem. All right, listen, we got to do predictions here. So let's start right here. Jim, let's go to you first with predictions, please. What is it?
First one, cheap wines from the Central Valley in California will still have 300% tariffs when they go to China. So the grape growers and the wine industry in California will be really unaffected by the minuscule amount of wine that actually gets shipped out of the country.
All right.
Do you want a second one?
Well, is it quick?
Okay. Also, troops on the border will become a reality. It will be argued and challenged by a lot of people either in California, some of them in the federal government, but under the current statutes, the precedents that have been set over 200 years, Trump has a legal right to send troops to present a clear and present danger from invasion of the United States.
Okay, all right. Now, Ben Burquam, what's your prediction, sir?
I predict we will win the Fight Sanctuary State initiative, and I predict Donald Trump will win in a landslide in 2020.
Wow. All right. Some good predictions there. Ben Burquam, Jim McKay. Friends, my two predictions are, the first one is, of course, that, listen, life is too short to drink cheap wine. That's number one. We're playing off gyms. And number two, we'll see you back here on Monday, same time, same place, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nozzle off.